Hey, this is Paul Burton at the Hamilton Spectator with my column for April 30th, 2016. No journalist ever wants to become part of the story, or so they say, but it happens more than you might think. Sometimes we mistakenly forget we are journalists and become drawn into conflicts, wars, demonstrations, or riots. We begin marching in the parade rather than covering it, which is questionable at best. Other times, we consciously drop our tools, forsake the journalism, and help the victims of a disaster. There are critics and champions of both. On occasion, the work we do is so exemplary or so deplorable that the reporter can't avoid becoming the news, which is unfortunate, but it is unavoidable. We can also become casualties in the events we are covering, and other journalists begin covering us. Usually such tragedies are afforded more attention than those visited upon other victims, which is not exactly a reflection of the reality we strive to portray. And sometimes events occur that make me wonder if journalists, despite all the talk, are necessarily uncomfortable about being part of the story. Here is just one example. I had never heard of Megyn Kelly before her now famous run-in with Donald Trump at a Republican debate last August, even though she had been famous for years. And given Trump's predictably tasteless and vicious attacks on the Fox News journalists in the weeks and months following the event, it didn't look like much fun being her. To make matters worse, the less than enlightened gang on social media, often lacking in any decency to begin with, and even some of the mainstream media, predictably began to pile on. It wasn't pleasant, to be sure, and Kelly echoed the oft-repeated lament that no journalist ever wants to become part of the story. Still, a mere television personality immediately became a heroic journalist and courageous feminist. Kelly has since gone from being well-known to famous to a superstar. Since the incident, she was on the cover of Vanity Fair. It was reported that she outperformed colleague Bill O'Reilly in the ratings. She appeared on Charlie Rose. Katie Couric interviewed her. Other journalists wrote entire stories about why she cut her hair. A publisher has apparently paid millions for her memoirs, due out in November, and Hillary Clinton called her a, quote, superb journalist. Lo and behold, she was spotted before and after the Oscars, hanging out with movie stars. No word yet on an audience with the Queen or the Pope, but anything is possible, I suppose. Now, in addition to her regular work for Fox, she is doing a one-hour primetime special called Megyn Kelly Presents, and guess who's the first guest? That's right. This week, Kelly announced that Trump would appear on the new Fox special. She had approached Trump, the man she once admonished for calling women, quote, fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals, end quote, and Trump, who later called Kelly variously crazy, sick, overrated, and worse, accepted. Welcome to journalism, or showbiz, folks. For thespec.com, this is Paul Burton.